Good afternoon, folks. It's Dan from Little Saigon in Seattle, and it's January the 21st, 2019. Martin Luther King Day, hooray. And though I don't love to retread topics too much, given that I'm in episode 6 of season 2 of The Punisher, and I've decided I cannot finish this stupid fucking show, I figure it's worth retreading this one. So, as you well know, I am not married. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have kids. I'm almost 50. And in my pointlessness, when I'm not reading or on the internet, yeah, I probably watch too many of these stupid shows, the ones I can stomach. It turns out that Netflix has done a really good job of producing shows that I can no longer stomach, with very few exceptions, and I gotta say, those exceptions are closing fast. So, let me talk about the themes of season 2 of The Punisher on Netflix. Well, one of the core themes is Christians are crazy as fuck. Christians are evil, they form cabals, they organize thug armies going around shooting people, and then they justify their murder with Bible verses. You know, of course that's the case, right? That all the murders and all the destruction and all the beatings they're all the result of Christians. And I have no doubt there are evil people who call themselves Christians. I think that in the book of John, this is well discussed. There are many who will pretend to be that which they are not. And I think as we get closer to that time of the season, that time of human civilization, the numbers of pretenders expands in some ways, because in order to destroy something, you often have to take it on and take ownership of it. The destruction process is more powerful if you do it through a process of pretend. But we've already discussed that topic. You know, one of the core bullet points of season 2, Punisher, Netflix show, is Christians suck, Christians are evil, Christians go around murdering people. The other important theme of season 2 is that Russians suck, Russians are evil, Russians spend their time trying to get information on Americans so that they can blackmail them. And it's not very subtle. In episode 6, it's basically stated outright, like, you know, hey, all we want those pictures for, and I'll talk about the pictures next, all we want those pictures for is so we own this president. You know, this president-to-be, the President Schultz. How is that not a kind of direct sort of dig, or I would say criticism, attack, whatever you want to call it? How is that not agit propaganda against Trump? And I don't like Trump. Full disclosure, I didn't vote for Trump, but what the fuck? It is quite literally the Democratic wet dream in the form of fiction. Oh, well, the Russians, they have a blackmail scheme on Trump, and he was having sex with elephants or something. I have no fucking clue what Trump has done or does with his penis. It is interesting to me that so many Democrats are curious about what Trump does with his penis. That tells me more about them than it tells me about President Trump. So number one lesson from season 2 of Punisher is Christians suck. Number two lesson is Russians are terrible, Russians are evil, and they spend their days looking for ways to blackmail Americans into having them do things, terrible, evil things, right? Like ending wars. Why would Trump try to pull troops out of Syria? That's so evil. I don't know. Why the fuck did we turn Libya into a basket case in 2011? Why the fuck did we destroy that society? I know I returned to that topic, but it's an important one. Why the fuck did we grind a society that had at least a reasonable standard of living into dust? If any of the liberal, woolly-headed, warm-hearted fuckheads in the Democratic Party can explain that to me, that'd be fucking awesome. But as, you know, Hillary Clinton said, what difference does it make? It doesn't. You're going to hell, Hillary. I might see you there. I gotta be honest. I believe in God. I believe in heaven and hell. I don't know with certainty where I'm going. Odds are, yeah, I think I'll end up in hell. But I will see her there. I will see all you warmongering fucks in hell. And that will warm my heart as I'm boiling in acid. I gotta say. The third bullet point of season two of The Punisher is that it's all about gay people. Once again, it's a gay thing. Essentially, the Russian has a picture of this power couple, the Schultzes, their son, who they're grooming to be president. They have a picture of their son kissing a boy. So a boy kissing a boy. And you know what, guys? I'm a Christian. I'm not an asterisk Christian. I'm not a God Club Christian. I do believe homosexuality is a sin, but that does not imply I want to kill or harm or even isolate gay people. Although I gotta be honest with you, I feel like they want to do that to Christians, especially when I watch a shitty fucking show like this. So the third bullet point, the gay people are here to save us. They're here to help us. They're the victims. And then the fourth bullet point, slightly out of sequence, has to do with pedophilia. There's a scene, and I don't know if it's in episode 4 or 5. It disgusted me so much, I really didn't want to remember. But there's a scene in season 2 of The Punisher where, you know, the main hero, Frank Castle, and his what would you call it? His woman in distress du jour? The person he's helping? The damsel in distress. The damsel in distress and Frank need to go process some film, the film of the two boys kissing each other. And so they go to a pedophilia film site. And at one point, Frank is getting ready to blow the head off of a pedophile. And the young woman, who pretty much showed no issue with all of the deaths up to this point, like she's pretty much keeping it together. So many people have died, probably mostly Christians, so that's okay. So many innocent people got killed in that bar, but that's okay. But she's crying a river over the pedophile. Like, Frank, don't shoot the pedophile in the head. It doesn't feel right. So they find a middle road on the pedophilia issue. They set fire to the pedophilia film studio, and they leave the pedophile alive to go open up another shitty studio down the street, which, frankly, given the low-rent district aspect of the whole thing, probably won't take long. Dumbasses. Sorry, I know you're not necessarily stupid if you listen to me. Maybe you are. Maybe you feel that way. These days, I feel so out of touch, I feel stupid. But the fucking dumbasses out there. What the fuck? I can't really watch more of this stupid show. I'm not, you know, I'm bored enough that I want to, and I'm concerned enough about other issues I'd like to take my mind off of them, but I kind of have to turn it off because I feel like vomiting. Oh, and I don't know what to say. I mean, I totally support free speech, but it does seem like there is this agenda to shove a lot of dirty shit down our throats. A lot of really hinky, scummy shit. Even the pedophile thing, like, don't shoot the pedophile. Please, count the number of bodies that have been stacked up to that point in season two. Ask yourself how many times the young blonde woman has cried, the woman in distress, the damsel in distress. Ask how many times that girl has cried. Yet she's ready to cry a river to keep Frank Castle from blowing the head off of a victimizer of children. And they're letting him go. Yeah, they set fire to his little studio. Guess what? It looked like a shitty-ass studio, something you could set up right down the street, probably tomorrow, or maybe even in the same fucking place. It's that low rent. The only saving grace, I suppose, in all this is I'm not paying for Netflix right now. I'm actually hijacking it. And I don't know. I think I've run the limit on how much of this shit I can take. I've been in a bad place in recent weeks, and I suppose, allowing myself to dull my mind, to just have my mind drift away into this nonsense as a way to escape. But escape to what? A world where pedophiles are protected? A world where everybody hates Russians, although you ask the average American any question about history, let alone Russian history, they wouldn't even know what the fuck they're talking about. All they know is that the Russians are evil, and Trump loves the Russians, and Trump hates gay people, or he's being blackmailed by Russians. It's not a very complicated narrative, but it does work well on people who have brains shrunken from fluoridation. It probably works really well. And so have a great Martin Luther King Day. I do not recommend watching season 2 of The Punisher. It is filled with a lot of political garbage and propaganda, kind of like the last couple seasons of American Horror Story. It's more about, really, it is more about propaganda and selling a narrative than anything else. See ya.